Saving Cascadia by John J. Nance. This book is dedicated to the unsung heroes who run our emergency AeroVac and medical air transport services nationwide, an amazing cadre of men and women who 24/7 balance the highest standards of aviation safety with a vital and life-saving medical mission, and to Dr. Brian Atwater of the U.S. Geological Survey. Chapter 1. San Francisco, California, Thursday evening, November 24th. Twice now on the way back from dinner, Diane Lacombe had aborted the process of lighting a stale cigarette. She'd been dredging them from the depths of her purse, her emergency stash buried just in case she had to fall off the wagon some night. But once again she tossed the unlit cigarette into a street corner trash can, pushing back her mane of auburn hair with an unsteady hand. Relaxing right now was an apparently useless quest, and the need to rummage for yet another cigarette was rising. She calculated the number of blocks back to her Mission District apartment and dug in her purse for an emergency package of chewing gum instead. Too much agony with nicotine patches to blow it all now. The Tonga room had been fun, and all the more so since it was one of her dad's favorites, set amid the elegance of the grand old Fairmont Hotel. Some of her best childhood memories centered around lush, elegant dinners with her parents. The princess daughter, scrubbed and dressed up and feminine, demonstrating impeccable manners and basking in family privilege and tradition. But this evening's visit to that world had felt like a hologram. She could see it, but she couldn't actually touch the old warmth of those moments, though nothing in the hotel had changed. Since she'd left for college, the childhood years were now only glimpsed through a murky lens, as if they belonged to someone else. It was an awful feeling she was determined to change. A neighborhood tavern she'd frequented over the years.